Good morning. 7:36 a.m. on Friday, the 17th of March, 2017. 3/17/17. St. Patrick's Day. So the big doctor's appointment yesterday fizzled. After getting up and going for the walk and fasting and working myself up over it, I got over there and they canceled the appointment without charge because they had me scheduled to see a PA, a physician's assistant. When what they needed to do was have me meet with a doctor. But the person who set up the schedule, the person on the phone, set me up with a PA. And I have no idea why. I told exactly what I wanted to do, that I wasn't in any particular hurry. And so I got up to the counter and they said, "So what are you seeing the physician's assistant for this morning?" And I'm like, "What? Do you have a problem? Do you have some illness? Where does it hurt?" I was like, "No, I'm just here to meet with my new doctor." And I explained, you know, my old doctor retired and I needed to set up a relationship before I needed it with a new doctor. Because, you know, I'm going to run into prescription problems here eventually and I would like to have that all ironed out so I get to keep my meds. And they're like, "Well, okay, there's nothing really the PA can do for you today. You shouldn't have been scheduled for this." That's what I told them on the phone. That's when they gave me the appointment. I said, "Well, I'm terribly sorry. So cancel the appointment and schedule me. And since new patient interviews are somewhat rare, because when Dr. Cash retired, all of his patients had to be, those that stayed with the practice, had to be distributed amongst the five internists. So it's been, apparently it's been quite a zoo. But, so I have a new doctor. I'll meet with her on April 17th, April the 18th, something like that. Should be fun. Should be a good time. No. It should be all right. I think it's a fun, good time, isn't it? Those are not adjectives I should be. Probably shouldn't be associating with a new doctor. But at any rate, happy St. Patty's Day. It's, I'm not wearing anything green. Actually, for me, I'm supposed to wear orange because I'm actually an orange man. Apparently. But on St. Patrick's Day, everybody wears green, so everybody but me, I do have some green. I should go home and put on my green sweatshirt just for staying in the holiday spirit. Should be a French onion soup day. I got the sherry that I needed for it yesterday. So I need to peel about 6 big onions and throw them in a crock pot this morning. Double check and make sure I have beef broth. I don't need the beef broth until later this afternoon, so if I do need it, I can always go to the store and get it. But I really need to have it in the crock pot by 8:30, 8 hours would be 4:30, so dinner would be 5:30. yeah, I need to get home and get that in. Get that going. I probably could have done the onions last night and then put them in the insert. Put the insert in the fridge. And cover them up with Glad wrap or something. This will be good. This will be good. I'm really looking forward to it. I love French onion soup. And if this actually comes off halfway, even halfway decent, because I like, you know, I like crock pot. I like crock pot meals. I like tasty crock pot meals. Crock pot tends to be a little bit bland, a little bit mushy. But it's hard to make an onion dish bland. So we'll see. It sounds delicious. The book. The book. I didn't get time yesterday. Yesterday was a day of little slices, of little pieces here and there. It was a badly broken up day, scattered all over the place. Starting with the doctor's appointment in the morning, and it just didn't get any better. But, what little time I did get, the story took an unexpected turn. Which is great, because having it take any turn is a definite improvement. So I've got a couple of unexpected turns in this book, and this one is this one should be interesting. I think so. I'm kind of excited about it. So the morning is actually quite lovely. It's mid-40s, it's a little chilly around my ears, but I had the metronome running at 120 beats for the first mile. 6:36, I should be back, 7:36, I should be back before 8 o'clock and the alarm goes off. So I'm trying to push a little bit to make sure that happens, because if the alarm goes off at 8 o'clock, I have an alarm that sets up at 8 o'clock to remind me the day has begun. And I start my timekeeping 30-minute regimen, which I've sort of been slacking over the last couple of days. I need to get back into it. I don't do timekeeping on Sunday. Sunday is supposed to be a day off. I need to get this book wrapped so that I have a fresh start on Friday, next Friday, Friday the 24th, a week from today. The Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers novel Rama begins. Monk post. Smack that post. And so 6250. Be the magic number for 4 days in a row to get 25,000 words. And I'd really like to start Suicide Run for that. But maybe I'll still be slogging through. If I can start getting myself, if I can get stuck into this book, it becomes more interesting than anything else I can think of doing, then we're all laughing, we're all happy. If I'm going to put out 4 books this year, I've got to get one done this first quarter. And the first quarter ends in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I need to put that deadline in my head. I need to put that goal into some kind of operational status in my brain. I'm reminded of Patrick McLean's audio. He's got a piece of audio. Or maybe it's a blog post. I forget now. I've taken off my gloves. I've unzipped my coat. I'm working. Apparently, I'm working pretty hard to get this thing going here. Because I'm building up heat. Is that you have to suck for 5 minutes. If you can get past the first 5 minutes, then you get distracted by the story that you're working on, and you can get through it. So I just have to get past this sucks for 5 minutes, and probably things will begin to take off. I need to get into how many thousand words a day my blue 1 to 5K, my green 5K or higher days. I need some of those to get me going. You've been flocked. Somebody has a whole flock of flamingos on the side yard. Okay, well. Flock you. And with the turn the story took yesterday, if I can get some peace in the house, if I can get some peace of quiet, and failing that, I do have my office set up. And if I save the file, I can take it into my office and close the door. And that will help cut down some of the distractions, shall we say? Okay, that's a bit awkward. I didn't notice that tree had grown sideways. Blown sideways, more like. I need some breakfast. I need some food. A few gratuitous carbs. Protein would be better, but I have. The problem is that people started to stay up late at night at my house. Partly because the younger progeny, the younger, has this job that keeps her out till 9:30, almost 10 o'clock at night. And then nobody can sleep because she has to come and take a shower. Nobody wants to go to bed until she gets home, gets her shower out of the way. So it's 10:30, 11 o'clock. Last night, I went to bed last night at 9:30, which doesn't sound like terribly early. But given that I've been staying up till 10:30, 11:30, one night I stayed up till 12:30, and then getting up again at 5, 6 in the morning, 9:30 was early. I was asleep by 9:35, and I slept through till almost 6 o'clock. And so I got a good night's sleep last night. I'm feeling perky. Cat followed me around all day yesterday because I got cleaned up, I got showered, I put on clean clothes to go to the doctor. And apparently that's something I need to do a little more often, because the cat followed me around all day long, sniffing me like I was some kind of stranger. And it's like, what's the matter with you, cat? My deodorant was particularly interesting. Every time I turned around, I found him on the back of my chair trying to sniff my armpit. So yeah, maybe I gotta do that a little more diligently. It's easy to fall into the, I'm not awake, I'm just going to throw on yesterday's clothes. And it's, you know, I'm not going out anywhere. I don't have an office. I don't have people I need to deal with. I don't have social engagements. So it's real easy to fall into the, take off the pajamas, throw on the blue jeans, grab a pullover, off we go. And honestly, not putting on clothes is one of the biggest obstacles to going for the walk. Because I have to get up, I have to put on jeans, I have to check the temperature, see what kind of clothes I need to wear in order to be warm enough out here. And so actually going for the morning walk does a lot for me in terms of mental state as well as physical state, because it makes me be aware of the environment of what I'm doing. So yeah, I need to do that more often. And I apologize for the late post yesterday. I had it all done, I had it all set up, I thought I hit post, but as Anita and Beth reminded me, I didn't actually do that, so sorry for yesterday's late post. Oh, another 18-minute day, yes. 18:06, it'll be a little more once I get done saying, tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.